The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Christ.
One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for humankind and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.' Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, 'Come forward.' Then he said to them, 'Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?' But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him." The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. That's one of those songs that makes you want to dance and clap. You just can't sing it without that. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts. This is what the Apostle Paul says in our scripture reading this morning. The very same light that created the universe shines from you and me. The same light that God sent forth into the sun and the moon and the stars shines within our hearts and in this church. In another one of Paul's letters, his letter to the Philippians, Paul tells the Christians there to shine like stars in the world. Shine like stars. This amazing light that we have been given, the light of Christ, the love of God, we are called to share that boldly with the world. We at St. Andrew's are called to shine like stars, radiating light and love right here in the heart of Seguin. So how can we as a church community shine like stars in the world? I'm glad you asked. I've got a couple of ideas. Every week, people step onto our church campus for the first time. They come to attend a Sunday worship service or an AA meeting, to volunteer with Meals on Wheels, go to a yoga class, enjoy a choir concert, or a host of other reasons. As it is right now, our campus is not the most welcoming place to visitors and newcomers. Here are just a few snapshots of what a visitor might experience when they come to our campus. The first visitor is a mother of two young children who comes to St. Andrew's for the first time to attend this service, our 10:30 Eucharist. She parks on Nolte Street and gets her kids out of the car. The sidewalk is too narrow for the stroller because the hedges are overgrown, so she has to walk in the street behind the cars. She tries to enter through the bright red doors on Nolte Street, but they're locked. Confused, she and her children enter through the gates looking for another way into the church. They see and hear our beautiful bell tower and see the stunning stained glass of the chapel sanctuary windows. but there are no signs anywhere telling them where to go. The website had said that there were two services, one for the chapel and one in the church. Which is which, she wonders. The website had also said that there would be childcare available in the nursery. Looking around, she sees no signs for the nursery. The second visitor is an older man and his wife who uses a wheelchair. They have come to attend the 10:30 service as well. They drive around the building looking for a handicapped parking spot, but don't find one. They park on Crockett Street and navigate their way across the street and up the ramp and into the church. Once they're inside the sanctuary, the man realizes that there's no designated space for a wheelchair among the pews. And so he parks his wife's wheelchair on the side aisle and sits beside her. The third visitor comes to St. Andrew's for a yoga class on Thursday morning. She parks behind Makia Hall, wondering if she's even actually allowed to park in this area. She notes the abandoned house and the old, faded playground equipment that's languishing behind a fence, and thinks that there must have been kids at this church a long time ago. She tries the first door she sees, but it's locked. So she walks around the side of the building towards River Street and tries another door, but it's locked too. She turns the corner onto Nolte Street and tries a third door, which opens. And she finds the yoga class setting up their mats. She enjoys the class. Afterwards, she walks back to her car and drives around the block. On Crockett Street, she sees a large green lot across the street from the church. It has big, beautiful oak trees and a little garden. She thinks it would be a nice space to come and read a book, but she doesn't see anywhere to sit, and she's not sure if she's really supposed to anyway. Now here are a few snapshots of what those same visitors might experience if we invested in our buildings and grounds so that our campus was more inviting, welcoming, and beautiful. The mother of two young children parks on Nolte Street. She and her kids walk down the sidewalk together by an attractive wrought iron fence. On the fence, there's a banner hanging that advertises VBS. She makes a mental note to sign up her two boys. At the entrance to the gate, she sees a sign that welcomes her to St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. The sign points her to the chapel, 8 o'clock service, the church, 10:30 service, the office, and the nursery. She first takes her little one to the nursery, and then she and her older child head to the church for the 10:30 service. The older man and his wife park on Crockett Street in designated handicapped parking spots that are conveniently located next to the handicapped ramp and the church entrance. Once inside, he pushes his wife's wheelchair to the front row, where there is a special space designated for wheelchairs so that he can sit next to his wife. The woman who comes for a yoga class parks behind Makia Hall in a paved lot with a sign that says parking for St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. Next to the lot is a nice shady green space with a new playground for the kids and a walkway that leads to the church and the chapel, according to a sign. She follows the signs into the door to Makia Hall just off of the parking lot. She finds the yoga class there, and afterwards, she drives around the block. On Crockett Street, she sees a large green garden with a sign that says, "Welcome to St. Andrew's Community Garden." There are big, beautiful oak trees, colorful flowers, benches, picnic tables, a vegetable garden, and a little free library. Someone is sitting on a bench in the shade, and another person is digging in the garden. She makes plans to come back to the spot with a good book. As Christians, we are people of the incarnation. We worship a God who created an earth that is perfect in its design and beautiful to behold. A God who became flesh and dwelt among that same creation. As human beings, we are made in the image of our Creator God. And so we are called to care for the created world that God has given us to nurture and tend. Thus, we are called to be good stewards of all the resources that have been entrusted to us, the natural resources of creation, as well as the material and financial resources that we have inherited from generations past. As the people of St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, we are called to nurture and tend to our buildings and grounds with the same care and love that God shows towards his creation. Good stewardship means being thoughtful and careful about how we spend money, but it also means investing in our physical plant, our buildings and grounds, so that our church campus reflects the beauty and good order that is the heart of God's creation. We are not called to just get by. We are called to shine like stars in the world so that others are drawn to the light of Christ. The campus of St. Andrew's is blessed with many incredible gifts: gorgeous sanctuaries, peaceful courtyards, a distinctive limestone bell tower, a spacious parish hall, and an abundance of property right in the heart of downtown Seguin. Generations of people have experienced the love of God on this sacred ground. But if we want to continue to share our church community with others, if we want to invite new people onto our campus to know and to share the love of Christ, we need to invest in our buildings and grounds so that they are more accessible, hospitable, and beautiful. Having a church campus that is inviting and attractive and easy to navigate is absolutely essential to evangelism and church growth. There are, of course, large-scale projects that will need our attention in the near future. We need more space for Christian formation classrooms, our office building needs improvements, the bathrooms and kitchen connected to McKeah Hall need to be renovated. These are important needs, but addressing them will require a great deal of time and energy and resources. I don't believe we're ready quite yet for a building project of that scale. That being said, I think that the need for a future capital campaign is all the more reason to move forward with these smaller scale projects. Making positive, visible changes in our buildings and grounds will demonstrate that we are thinking about and responding to the needs of our community and investing in the future of this parish. Completing these projects will build trust, cohesion, and energy among the members of this parish, and it will send a powerful message to the surrounding community that we care about them and want them here. The vestry has spent a lot of time discussing these needs and has prioritized work on the following projects: signage, handicapped accessibility, clear entrances and pathways, beautiful landscaping, improved website, removal of old houses to make way for parking, repairs to the chapel building, and turning the Crockett Street lot into a green space for use by the whole Seguin community. I could not be more excited to get rolling on these projects. In order to accomplish these goals, we need to raise $200,000. Eric and I will make the first donation of $2,000 to kick things off. I hope that you will prayerfully consider how you can be a part of this energizing and exciting movement within our church so that we can shine like stars in the world. Amen.